Okay, we need to build on the effort, energy, and attitude that we played with on Monday night. We need to show consistency in all areas going forward. You know, no one is happy about our record, and we need to improve on Monday's performance. And I feel that the second half of the season can be a lot better if we do that. And so that's what we're working on and we're focusing on. Injury-wise, Jake O'Connell has an ankle, and he will not practice. John Asamoah has a thumb, and he will not practice. Bowen, neck, head, will not practice. You know, and he's getting the tests for baseline and all that stuff. Poe, Don Terry Poe, has a knee, and we'll see what he can do today. Maneri is still working his ankle, and he's limited. Dwayne Bowe has a thigh, and he's limited. Brady Quinn, with his head, he's feeling a lot better, doing a lot better. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he was doing better. And the doctor also told him that he was going to monitor him during this week, and if he makes it through the week without incident, that he could be cleared for the weekend. But he's got to make it through the week before the doctor will clear him. Now, Brady does feel better, and I'm good, and I'm glad that he is feeling better, but he hasn't been cleared to play yet. And so as a result of that, Castle will be the quarterback, because I can't take the chance on practicing a guy and then not have him ready to play on Sunday. So Matt is the quarterback, Quinn and Stanza, they're going to work during the week, and I'll name the backup before the game on Sunday. And in the meantime, you know, the Bengals are playing pretty good. They just beat the Giants. The Giants have been a good team. And so I think that they feel good about where they are. They've been on a four-game losing streak. And so to break out of that against the Giants, I think they feel good. And now they're going to come in here and feel like they've got a good chance to win another game. But if we work on our attitude, our effort, and the things we did Monday night, clean up one or two things, I think that we're going to play good. And so that's the focus, and that's what we're going to go do. All right, so with that, I'll open it up.
Well, not that Brady is the medical expert here, but just the mechanics of this. So he said he saw the doctor in Pittsburgh.
He did.
Who said he cleared him to play.
Cleared him to practice for the week.
That's what I'm saying. So that really meant to put on a helmet. He'll have a helmet on, and he'll do what he can do. How will you do the reps in practice if he's got a chance to play by your decision on
Castle is the quarterback, and then everybody else is a backup.
So Matt will get 90% of the work?
Yes.
Okay. And there's a doctor here that will then?
Our doctors will communicate with the doctors in Pittsburgh as well. And then when he's cleared, I'll let you guys know that he's cleared.
And so that could be after Friday's practice. You want to see him go through...
Want to see him go through the week and see if there are any complications. Because if there are complications, then they will not clear him.
Can you talk about like the ripple effect with San Diego? You have the short week, Pittsburgh, you have the long week, and then now because of Pittsburgh, you have the short week preparing for the Bengals.
Yeah, you know what, that makes it a little bit tough, particularly the Thursday night game, you know, on a short week there. Then when you have the long week, you don't mind the long week because that gives you a chance to do more preparation, give your guys a chance to get healthier. But then you turn around and now you got a short week again, and it's against a team that you really haven't played very much, so the players now have to put in more time to try to watch their opponent and try to pick up on how they play, what they do, so that on Sunday we can execute and play well.
Romeo, what did Castle tell you about the interception in overtime the other day, what he saw or didn't see as the case might be?
Well, he saw that Dwayne Bowe had a chance to be open, and so he was throwing it to Dwayne Bowe, and the ball got tipped before he got there.
Romeo, how has Steve Breston fallen from a pretty dependable playmaking receiver to a healthy and active player?
Well, you know what? Steve is a good pro. He's a good teammate, and he tries to do everything to help this team, and I appreciate that. And what's happened a little bit is that he hasn't made as many plays, and so as a result of it, you know, this past game he took the back seat so that we could get a younger player up to see what the younger player could do. And, you know, it goes week by week in this business, so we'll see how it goes this week.
Has he lost a step, or is the new offense not to his effort and adjustment?
Well, you know, he's a veteran player, and some young guys might have a little bit more quickness and a little bit more speed, and if you as a coach want to take a look at that speed, you have to make a move, and so I did.
And then Baldwin's injury, that could have an impact on
sure.
Steve's.
Exactly.
When a veteran player like Breston gets to the bottom of the wide receiver order, and you've got three wide receivers on the practice squad, why not just say goodbye and bring one of those guys up and find out what you have on the practice squad?
Well, he's a good teammate, and he knows every position, and he can play multiple positions, so he has some versatility. Those practice squad guys, they have some ability and they have some energy and all of that, but they don't know how to play every position.
Do you think the players have a sense of why the fans and maybe some of us thought the dancing part was kind of silly for a 1-17 at the time, or do you think they think maybe it's petty?
Well, I'm not sure what they think. What I told them was that that we shouldn't be dancing because, one, it's a penalty. And it costs you field position, and it could cause you to lose the game. And so pointed out to them, because they all know the rules, you know, pointed out to them that we're not going to do that, and so going forward, you're not going to see dancing.
What do you think it was, that they just haven't been able to make any plays? Or, I mean, they know it's a penalty. You say they know it's a penalty.
Sure.
So why don't you just go ahead and do it?
Sometimes the emotions of this game gets the better of players. And so that was an emotional moment for them, but that's no excuse, and they shouldn't be dancing.
Romeo, if you kept Glenn Dorsey on the active roster, was there a chance he could have come back at some point this year, or the doctors told you?
The doctor said the injury was a significant injury and long enough for an IR move, so we put him on IR.
Okay.